to doubling and strengthening our efforts of support and making sure that the message reaches the people who need to hear it, the governments, government leaders, civil society, all the people that can make the difference. And the difference can be made. And I'm going to illustrate that with you now. I want to share the story of a little girl. Her name is Avalile. Avalile's story travels with me wherever I go, and I campaign all over the world. This is a photograph of Avalile, a little girl who was born HIV positive. Avalile's mother died of AIDS. This child, in this photograph, is weighing less than a one-year-old baby. Avalile, in this photograph, is struggling to survive. She has full-blown AIDS and pneumonia. Avalile represents millions of children in sub-Saharan Africa and in other parts of the world. And in this instance, Avalile had access to good medical care and nutrition. 5 months after this photograph was taken, we went back to the Eastern Cape where she was living. And I want to share the photograph of her transformation with you now. Isn't that inspiring? Doesn't that make you feel that every single moment that you have spent campaigning and working on behalf of people who are struggling with this issue, doesn't it make it seem worthwhile? Don't you think her life is worth saving? Everywhere I go, I wear my HIV positive t-shirt. It is my tool so that when people take my photograph, it's not just a picture of Annie Lennox. It's a picture of a woman standing in solidarity with every single person in the world who is suffering with this virus. It should not be stigmatized. It must come out of the closet and be normalized. That is the message. There should be no more shame at HIV. So let's not wait for another 10 years. Let's not wait for 5 years. Let's not even wait for one more day. Let's commit here and now, here in Vienna. Let's recommit to all the work that we have done and we will continue to do until we see universal access. It is achievable. It can be done. Thank you.